from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday at this time, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. I got to say, Rich, I always look forward to your visits. You're illuminating us on what's going on around the region, which is fun.
Well, there's a couple things that really stick out with me. We talked a little bit about the interview with former President Trump, but we're finally getting a visit tomorrow, J.D. Vance, the vice presidential candidate, coming to Lower Borough in Westmoreland County. And we haven't had a visit in a month, which for Western Pennsylvania, as we are under 3 months till the election, is a little bit unusual. And I'm assuming we'll probably see the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic side come at some point as well. And then the other thing that just amazes me, there was a company, an environmental company, that has dug up over 60,000 pounds of cars in our rivers. How does that happen? Who decides to dump their car in the river?
Well, let's be honest. Back in the day, everybody dumped everything into the rivers.
I guess.
You know, at one point, until there was a real concerted effort to clean them up. And someone might ask even now, how clean are our three rivers around the city?
It's a good question. It really is. I mean, it's the water that we drink. It's the water that we use for, you know, just about so many things. And it's really one of the resources that we, and sometimes people call us the water belt compared to the sun belt. It's a resource that gives us an advantage on quality of life, economics, et cetera, that we need to protect.
Like, and we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago about how much there is shipping on our rivers with the barges.
Absolutely. And in the commission that I work with and the commissioners I work with, they've spent a lot of time emphasizing repairing the locks and dams that we have, dozens of them up all three of our rivers that are used for commerce, but they also control flooding and other things that used to be, you know, a century or so ago, used to be really problematic for this region.
And we've had a lot of big events. We got another big weekend because you have the Pirates and the Steelers Saturday, kind of a double header on the North Shore. You talk about reimagining that whole North Shore back when Three Rivers was basically the only thing in an asphalt, you know, expansion there. It was an asphalt desert. Look at the life that's on our North Shore.
It really is. And you know, we know things have changed within a post-COVID world in the Golden Triangle, but that North Shore, really, you're right. It was one ballpark and a sea of asphalt. And now you've got hotels, you've got restaurants, you've got office, residential, you've got a mix of everything. And obviously having the North Shore connector that allows people to get there easily. It's really become a vibrant destination place, and big concert coming up tomorrow night as well. I mean, he hasn't been here in, what, 7 or 8 years?
Right. Bruce Springsteen has two shows. One is a remake for a couple of years ago. He had to cancel because of health issues. And so that's Sunday, and then they have a show Thursday, both at PPG Paints Arena. And this great dilemma for me, Rich, because I was going to play in the bocce game tomorrow at 6 o'clock on the main drag down in Bloomfield.
It's going to tilt the odds a little bit now. I think
probably
the bookmakers are refiguring the... So, oh, Larry's not coming. Oh, okay, we got...
You're in better shape because the Italians once again came from behind to win it again. I don't know how they do it, but it's so much fun. But yeah, I get to go to see Bruce Springsteen. So two big concerts from Thursday to Sunday and everything in between that's going on.
Larry, as a man that's got to be in six places at once, you're having a tough time. I think we need to AI you. Like, you know, they're talking about these fake... We could have a fake Larry Richard that can be...
Deep fakes. Yeah, speaking from a guy who used to be at five times as many events as me. Rich Fitzgerald here, and coming up, we're going to take you to Armstrong County next. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald. It is fair season this summer. And Rich, you've been to a lot of them. You probably, as much as in your political career, have gone around to different events. I'm guessing you've been to more fairs this summer than ever.
More county fairs.
Right.
I've been to local festivals like Little Italy Days and International Village of McKeesport come to mind. But yes, this summer with the job that I have, going to these various fairs, and the one we're going to talk about now is the Dayton Fair, which is really Armstrong County. And County Commissioner John Strait joins us. And John has been part, Commissioner Strait, chairman of the County Commission in Armstrong County, has been part of this fair for decades and is the vice president of the board, even before he became County Commissioner. Commissioner, welcome.
Good morning, fellas. I hope you both are well this morning. Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Rich. How's everything in the city?
Good, good. And John had me up late last night because he took me around as I went there last. I don't know what time you ended up leaving the fair last night, Commissioner, but you have a lot to be proud of. 143 years this fair has been going on, and you get up to 25,000 people who show up. It was an incredible amount of energy last night. Tell us a little bit about some of the history and what this fair has meant to the community.
Well, this is actually one of the larger events that we have in Armstrong County with a crowd of 25,000. The history of this, it's generations. It's generations of family. The Marshall family settled Dayton, Pennsylvania, 143 years ago, and soon they decided they wanted to start a county fair, and it grew from there. We have over 135 acres of fairgrounds now. The difference between us and a lot of the fairs that are out there in Pennsylvania is we are a privately owned fair. This is a stockholder fair. You need to have a share of stock to be on the board of managers and to serve an office. It's just an incredible generational affair that has started with a small family and a dream.
Boy, I didn't realize that was a model that existed still. That's amazing, yeah. Actually.
Well, seeing how it works,
yeah,
it's a
actually,
model that works. And John and his family, his wife Kathy, is very much involved in some of the contests that so many of the children and the students, the 4-H students, the things they did with Legos and the quilting and the food. It's just incredible, Commissioner, all the things that go involved. And it's almost a year-round endeavor that your board and the folks who plan this come about.
It is. We work all year long. We're actually starting our plans for next year's fair, which is not unusual for most events that are going on that are annual events. But we book these shows we book shows now for 2 years away. So we work 2 years out on this fair. We do fundraising throughout the year as well as many of the other organizations do. We have our different bashes to raise money. But the sponsorships, I can't speak highly enough for the sponsorships we have. We have, like today, for example, is Tri-County Farm and Feed Day. So they will sponsor today's whole event with their, what they bring alongside of us. Today, so let's speak a little bit on Wednesday. This is golding or judging of the sheep and the animals. You've seen so much of that last night, Rich. The kids shampooing their cows. You got to see that, and they
watching
do that every
wash
day.
Watch those cows down last night was an educational for me. I'll say that. Yes.
Yeah, and then so once they're washed, and then they blow dry them, and they comb them, and they trim them, and they coat the hooves of the animals, and it's show day, and this is a big thing. They focus on the judges that we bring in to fit this animal to become the prize winners.
And tonight, the truck and tractor pulls. You got harness racing. I'm looking at Friday Demolition Derby. Here's something that's pretty rare around here. A lumberjack competition on Saturday.
Yeah, this is the first time for us, and steel chainsaws is a you can catch that on some of the sports channels that are out there. They'll have these poles set, and they'll climb these poles and with an axe, and they chop them off, and it's all done according to time. There's two-man chainsaws. They'll cut through a log in seconds, down and back, and it's just an all-day competition, and that sets before our rodeo on Saturday night. Our rodeo is a great show that we do at all. It's put on by Bull Ride Mania in front of the grandstands. And another thing so our fair is a one-price admission, so it's a $15 admission to get into the fair. That includes all rides, all grandstand attractions.
I don't know where you can go for that value.
And the wood carving, you mentioned the chainsaw. Last night we saw some of the wood carving, the artists who make these unbelievable animals and unbelievable artwork on the things that they do. There's just so much. I mean, to take the whole family and just have an enjoyable evening is just really, you know, something to really be proud of. And I know around here we talk about vintage cars, antique cars. Well, they had antique tractor last night on some of the – you should see the beauty of some of the – you know, generations old tractors that have been restored and the parts. Cool. And it's just something to see. It's incredible.
And for those that don't know, John, where is Dayton? When people hear Dayton, they might think, oh, Ohio. No, this is Armstrong County. So if you're coming north or from wherever, where do you go?
Yeah, it's just a short ride up 28. And it really, I mean, you know, I understand folks think, well, I don't want to drive that far. But actually, if I could pull out of my house right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I could be downtown the Strip District in about 45 minutes, So if we're under an hour out of the city coming up 28, you get to Katanning and you continue north and you get into some of the really, really rural, pretty parts of Armstrong County. Once you get up on top of that hill, and you got to witness that last night, there's farmland there. It's an active Amish area. And you get to see all of that when you're up here. Not the one. How long did it take you, Rich?
Less than an hour. You're right. Yeah. About 45 minutes to go. And there's a couple, you get off of Route 85 or different ways to get there. But yes, you're just coming up 28.
And I understand, John, Native American tongue, Katanning means long river. I've learned these things now over the years. This is what I do, John.
We're educating Larry on things outside of
there you go. Well, John, Larry's been very quiet.
John, good luck with the rest of this week. Looks like a lot of fun. The DaytonFair.org, if you'd like details. And the chair of the Armstrong County Commissioners is John Strait. Appreciate your time this morning, Commissioner. Thank you.
And congratulations on this, John. A lot to be proud of. We'll be seeing you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
This is the Big K Morning Show. What a beautiful morning. 59, I just mentioned, high of 83, low humidity, sunshine. Soak it up today. I'm with Rich Fitzgerald every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour, who is the executive director of Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And we're going to go south to Washington County now. Commissioner Larry Maggi is with us.
Well, let me introduce Larry a little bit, because we went from Commissioner Strait, who's in his first term, to Commissioner Maggi in Washington County, who's in his sixth term. And I will say and embarrass Larry a little bit. He was a mentor of mine when I became county executive 12 years ago. Larry was one of the ones who gave me a lot of good advice. He had already been county commissioner, he had been former sheriff. So he knew an awful lot about how to run counties, and was somebody that I leaned on a lot. He was also the chair of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission a number of years ago as well. So Larry's got a wealth of experience. But Larry, we want to talk about the fair. You got a great fair. I was there the other night. Sorry I missed you. You really have a lot to be proud of, and it's very easy to get to right off of Route 79. Tell us a little bit about it.
It is, Rich, and thank you for that introduction. I appreciate that. As I've always liked to talk about Washington County and our country charm, and we really are showing that with the Washington County Agricultural Farm Fair. The fair is just less than a mile off the Interstate 79 near Meadowlands exit, and it's just an old-fashioned country fair. Lots of great food, lots of great events. And this week's weather is supposed to be outstanding till the weekend. So the food's outstanding. You got to go there and get a brick of fries. I don't know if you ate that, Rich, but you need.
I put on a few pounds, Larry. I won't go into all ever I ate, but I did not eat the healthy stuff.
You can't go to a fair and not have good stuff.
Come on. It was great. Yes, you're right.
It is. It's outstanding. And we got some great shows there. We got a volunteer fair board that works this year round, and they just do an outstanding job. We get over 125,000 people visiting that fair, and they come down here, and right next to it, it's great synergy. We got the Pennsylvania Trolley Museum, and you can park your car at the Trolley Museum. You can ride the trolley over to the fair and jump off and go right into the fairgrounds, and it's just an outstanding place that really showcases our country charm. This week, I think it's unique to southwestern Pennsylvania. We have Demolition Derby. We had one Saturday, and tonight we got the famous School Bus Demolition Derby. If you've never seen an event, you have to see that. That's tonight at 8 o'clock, and it's school buses from all the school districts, and they have a Demolition Derby, and it's outstanding. People from the schools come before the Demolition Derby. We have a band competition, which is tonight also, and you need to come out and visit. It's easy to get to, a lot of parking. Come out and enjoy the evening. It's supposed to be a great evening tonight and the rest of the week.
I also see you have a real headliner tonight, the Clarks. You know, one of the great local bands here in Western Pennsylvania, and Scott Blasey, and where you have your setup. I did see it the other night. The band and the venue for music. You had a great band there on Monday night. Was fantastic. And what an enjoyable way to spend an evening and hear some of that great music. So that's a lot to be proud of. And then the big thing, I think, tomorrow night, Larry's going to judge us. I think it's the mullet hairstyle competition. So we're I didn't know if Larry and Marty Griffin were going to go down and be judges for that, but that should be exciting as well.
That's beautiful.
Rich, we also tomorrow night, Thursday at 7:30, we have the hay hauling contest, which is another big hit in Washington County. We get some young strapping farm people, and they get up there and show their talents of hauling hay. Load and unload in the hay wagon, which is unique to southwestern Pennsylvania.
I remember former Pittsburgh Mayor Murphy. He had a little farm up north, and he would ask about baling hay. And I see Bon Journey on Saturday night. By the way, that is a great combination of the best of Bon Jovi and Journey. I love their mm-hmm. music.
Yeah. Yeah, and then right after that show, at the same time, the milk jugging contest, too, if you want to come down and get some milk in. But great week. It's just outstanding. The food's great. It's easy access, and we would invite anybody to come down and see it. It's just a great way to spend a family summer night.
It's a lot of great thing, and seeing all the young people that get involved too, Commissioner, it's really something to see the 4-H clubs and the livestock competition and all the things that go on. It is something that, you're right, if you live in southern Allegheny County, you could be there in like 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, right down 79. And like you said, it's literally right off the exit. It's easy access, easy parking, all kind of good things. It's an enjoyable way to spend an evening.
The Washington County Agricultural Fair, you can go to washingtonfair.org. More than 2,000 animals and a lot of great entertainment, as you've heard. And Commissioner, I want to also congratulate you on Washington County hosting the Pony League World Series. What a great event that's going to wrap up today.
Larry, you're right. And we had an outstanding game last night with the Washington County host team. They were hosting Tijuana, Mexico.
Yeah.
And it was a great game, long game. It was 10-8. Tijuana beat Washington County in extra innings. But it was just an outstanding game with these young athletes displaying their skill. Lots of folks there. And actually, tonight, it's literally the World Series of the world. Tonight we have at historic Lou Hayes Field, we have Guantanamo, Puerto Rico versus Tijuana, Mexico at 7:30. That's the finals. So that's tonight. So you can come down, go to our game, go to the Washington County Fair. It's just been a great week. The synergy that the Pony League World Series and our agricultural fair. Those teams come out to the fair. They enjoy some of our food, some of our unique entertainment. And we have teams from all over the world here. We have teams from Spain, California, Mexico, Taipei, China. It's able to showcase southwestern Pennsylvania this week.
Well, you're having a big, big week, month in particular. So, Commissioner, thank you. Good luck. Appreciate the time.
Larry, thanks for everything, and thanks really for your couple decades of public service for the folks of Washington County, making this region a much, much better place. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Same to you.
Hey, we're real quick, Larry. How's your student doing, Rich? Since you know you were kind of a mentor to him, is he doing all right?
He is. I'm proud of him.
All right.
I've enjoyed working with him, and he's just been a great public servant. Also, he really has been.
You got it.
And I'm still continuing to serve in the current position he's in.
All right, Larry.
Thanks,
Maggi,
Larry.
Washington County Commissioner on the Big K Morning Show. And we got a few more questions for Rich, and actually something really cool. If you're looking to work for two particular companies, they got some pretty significant recognition nationally next. Wrapping up the hour with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Man, I will say this, Aaron, our producer, says that hour you have with Rich just flies. It does. So we appreciate what you bring to the table every week.
We love the support, and Aaron's great to work with. And so thank you. I wanted to give another shout out. We talked a week or so ago, and we were thinking our governor might be on the national ticket as the vice president. And then our local guy, Austin Davis, can become governor. Well, just this week, one of our own county commissioners, Commissioner Shireen Hess from Indiana County, was voted to be the president of all the county commissioners in all 67 counties in Pennsylvania. So, Shireen, congratulations, and we're glad for your leadership. I've worked with Commissioner Hess for many years as well, and the fact that all the county commissioners in the state of Pennsylvania made her the top. It will help us here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Congratulations, and Bloomfield, Little Italy Day starts tomorrow. We got Pirates and Steelers in town for the weekend. They both play on Saturday. And national survey, best companies to work for, two locals on the list.
That's impressive. We talk again about jobs a lot on when we come in. And we know right now workers have choices. Unemployment being as low as it's been in a low 3% locally. I hear this all the time from business owners and the county commissioners trying to find workers. So when people have choices, they're going to pick great places to work. Well, two of our local employers made the national list of best places to work, and that's PNC Bank. We're obviously proud of them. They do so many good things. And Dick's Sporting Goods, who's headquartered here out in Moon Township at the airport, two of the best places nationally to work. So congratulations to those two employers.
And by the way, at 10 o'clock, you can always sign up for the Dick's Sporting Goods Pittsburgh Marathon already.
Absolutely. They're having their big thing over, I think, is it Mike's Beer Bar? And, you know, as we come down the last couple of weeks of summer, it's hard to believe how fast summer goes. Your predecessor used to call it Wednesday over the hump day. Jack Bogut used to say that. I guess we're at over the hump week for the month of August as we head into autumn.
And we always appreciate your time, Rich. One more note, Duquesne University.
Yeah, shout out to Ken Gormley and his team. You know, we see these national awards, $1.5 million award from the Department of Defense for Duquesne University for experimentation on transplantation for people who have obviously had injuries in protecting this country. We see a lot of that with the University of Pittsburgh and CMU over the years, and Duquesne truly up in their game with the medical school and now their pharmacy school getting this major grant. So congratulations, kudos to Duquesne University.
Rich Fitzgerald, thank you, Rich. And Caitlin O'Connor, always good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Enjoy your week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.